This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है. आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं. वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर.
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर एंड मिनिस्टर ऑफ कोऑपरेशन अमित शाह टुडे सेड उत्तर प्रदेश इज नॉट ओनली द स्पिरिट ऑफ द कंट्री बट ऑल्सो गोइंग टू बिकम द ग्रोथ इंजन ऑफ विकसित भारत. Mr. Shah was addressing the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow this afternoon. The Home Minister said, now Uttar Pradesh is the fourth biggest economy in the country, which is contributing 20% of the food grain pool and has become the food basket. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the teachings of Lord Buddha continue to illuminate paths of harmony and coexistence across the globe. The minister said this while speaking at the second Global Buddhist Summit 2026 in New Delhi today. Mr. Rijiju said a country that wishes to emerge powerful must follow the path and principles of the Buddha. Mr. Rijiju also highlighted the efforts of the Prime Minister Modi-led government to spread the knowledge and message of Lord Buddha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the youth of the country should remain prepared as the world is going through a phase of uncertainties. Addressing NCC cadets at the Republic Day camp in New Delhi, Mr. Singh emphasised that the National Cadet Corps, NCC, serves as a platform for self-improvement. He said the NCC is not just about parades, drills or camps. It is a platform that instills discipline and patriotism and also addresses the lack of focus among young people.
We all are engaged in the process of nation building in our own ways. But in this entire journey of nation building, the role of NCC cadets is very important. It is going to be very important.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has arrived in New Delhi on her official visit to India this afternoon. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said her visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union EU strategic partnership. He added that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. She will be the chief guest along with the President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, at the Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Both the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU summit on the 27th of this month. In the Women's Premier League cricket, table-toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals, currently placed fourth on the points table, in Vadodara this evening at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.